GOP Rep. Gallagher, Banana Republic crap capital riots are the cost of effort to object to Electoral College. By Ian Hanchett on January 6, 2021. During a statement on Wednesday, Representative Mike Gallagher, R.Y., denounced the riots at the Capitol as Banana Republic crap and the cost of countenancing an effort by Congress to overturn the election and telling thousands of people that there is a legitimate shot of overturning the election today, even though you know that is not true. Gallagher also urged President Donald Trump, "You have got to stop this. You are the only person who can call this off. Call it off. The election is over. Call it off." Gallagher said, "Right now, I am sheltered in place in my office. Because we have protesters who have stormed the Capitol, clashing with Capitol Police, forcing their way into Statuary Hall. The Vice President of the United States was just rushed off the floor of the House by Secret Service. This is Banana Republic crap that we're watching happen right now." He continued, "And the objectors, over the last few days, have told me there is no problem with just having a debate. We know we're not going to succeed, so we're just going to object. We're going to have a debate. We'll voice people's concerns and then we won't actually overturn our entire system of representative government. So, nothing bad will happen. There will be no cost to this effort. This is the cost of this effort. This is the cost of countenancing an effort by Congress to overturn the election and telling thousands of people that there is a legitimate shot of overturning the election today, even though you know that is not true. We have got to stop this. Mr. President, you have got to stop this. You are the only person who can call this off. Call it off. The election is over. Call it off. This is bigger than you. It's bigger than any member of Congress. It is about the United States of America. Which is more important than any politician. Call it off. It's over." Follow Ian Hanchett on Twitter @IanHanchett.